This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. The Patriots cut Antonio Brown yesterday. We've been talking about it most of the morning. And the Patriots, by the way, will take on the Jets at home tomorrow. Red Sox officially eliminated also from postseason play last night. Bye-bye.
Gonzo.
What a terrible season.
Dunzo.
How can you follow up the season they had last year with the one they had this year? That's the maddening thing about this.
Horrible.
No consistency.
Nope.
You know, the Houston Astros, yeah, they didn't win it last year, but they've been consistently good. They've figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
They have figured it out. Yeah. They've built a team that is consistently good year after year after year now.
We've got the schizophrenic Sox right now.
Yeah.
This past, like, decade. You know, they've won two world titles. They've finished in first place, I think, four times. I think they've had three last place finishes. It's just, it is up and down and up and down. And it's just, it's maddening with the talent that they had last year when they set this franchise record for wins, 119 wins in a World Series. The best team, maybe the best Red Sox team, the most talented we've ever seen. And they follow it up with this steaming pile. Like, it's been bad all year, and we know what the reason is. It was the starting pitching, and the starting pitching was where it started.
And one other baseball thought. I was stunned to find out. I didn't realize the Yankees hadn't won the AL East since 2012. Wow, it had been that long, seven years since they won the division?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising to me.
A little bit, yeah. But
7 years without winning the division.
In that time period, Boston obviously got a few of those titles. And
the Rays.
And at one point, Toronto came up a little bit with David Price when he was there. And even Baltimore early of this part of this decade was there, had guys, Chris Davis when he was actually Chris Davis and guys like that. Like,
just
the divisions had some things.
Stunned that it had been 7 years since they won a division title.
Yeah.
And by the way, great line in the New York Times about Gary Sanchez's
That's what you're laughing
recent
about.
Injury. Did you see this line?
No.
Oh, it's a great line. This is from the New York Times. Quote, "While the merits of a catcher's being given the green light to steal can be debated, shouldn't a professional baseball player be able to run 90 feet from first to second base without an injury?"
Oh.
And you know what's going to hurt the Yankees? We talked about it. We said it's doubtful they get by a team like Houston because of their pitching. Now you lose Domingo Germán.
True, you're losing Germán, but if Severino can give you something,
I don't care.
He came out and pitched four innings the other night.
Yeah.
Topped out at 97.
You lost your best pitcher this season, your best starting pitcher.
You did.
And you didn't have great starting pitching to begin with into the playoffs.
You're right.
Sorry.
You're right.
The Yankees will not win a world championship this year.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
I just didn't feel that way because I think Houston's a better team. And I think the pitching in that starting rotation is, I mean, Gerrit Cole's been great. And Verlander is Verlander.
Right.
And even adding Zach Greinke, you know, I mean... They
have
three
potential aces right there.
You've got
Atlanta Braves
guys.
Had a lot of great pitching in the 90s. They only won one title.
Sure, but this is a different team.
True, true.
Yeah.
But Houston knows how to hit and score the timely runs. You know, yeah, that Braves team, I agree with you. For all of their greatness, underachieved greatly.
Oh, maybe one of the most underachieving teams ever. The fact that they only won one World Series and you had all those Hall of Famers on that staff.
They just won division title after division title after division title.
Yeah.
And to win only one World Championship with those pitchers and that team.
Yeah. I think the Astros are stacked, though, in both places. Starting pitching, in the lineup. You know, they've won it. I like them for the World Series. I do. And I think if it was Astros-Dodgers again, it'd be an entertaining World Series, another matchup with those two.
And, of course, we'll be rooting for Rocco as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
401-737-1287, the phone number. John in Connecticut wants to talk about Antonio Brown. John, you're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, guys. You know, my take on the Patriots is I think, you know, Bill Belichick is an incredibly smart guy. And I honestly think that they went out on a limb and took a chance on a guy like Antonio Brown, understanding he would one day implode. And they said, you know, we're going to take him. We're going to use him for whatever he's worth. I'm sure they hoped it was 6, 8, or 10 games instead of one. But when he implodes, we'll dump him. And that sends a clear message to the rest of our team that, you know, we don't accept guys who put themselves before the team or don't comply with the Patriot way. The other thing I'd like to throw in is, you know, I don't think Josh Brown is anything like it, Antonio. Josh has mainly been suspended for marijuana use. And while I'm not a marijuana user, or I'm certainly not trying to condone it, you guys were talking about the NBA a few minutes ago, too. And in the NBA, guys are allowed to smoke marijuana. And I think, you know, 5 out of 7 of his suspensions had to do with marijuana. And I really don't like seeing his name mentioned in the same category because I still kind of like Josh Brown and think he still has a chance to do a lot of good.
Yeah, and you know what? Josh Gordon himself...
I'm sorry, Josh Gordon,
yeah,
you're right,
No worries. I knew exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. This is a discussion we've had, you know, and Scott and I have talked about in terms of marijuana use and recreational drug use, we'll put it,
yep,
with the NFL. With this collective bargaining agreement, there that needs to be brought up. But I think what's going to happen here is that I think the NFL owners are going to look at it and say, okay, yes, we will give you recreational drug use, you're going to give us 18 games. I think that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a bargaining chip there. And if that's the way it goes, that's the way it goes and whatnot. But you're right. I don't group Josh Gordon with Antonio Brown. I don't, because, again, substance abuse is a disease. It's something that he's been fighting. And it's been more than, you know, as much as he's been suspended from marijuana, it's been more than marijuana with him. And his demons have been more than that, obviously. But, yeah, I don't group him with Antonio Brown because Antonio Brown, it's immaturity. It is pure immaturity and a dude that can't put the phone down when Coach Belichick tells you, you're on a short leash, dude. Be a good citizen and we'll keep you around. It's like,
yep.
And then he does that. It's, yep, like, oh, it's maddening. Maddening.
But right. don't you also think it sends a message to the other players that, hey, we don't care who you are or how good you are. We're not going to put up with this crap.
Absolutely.
Of course.
And that's why when the texts went out and they found out about it and it happened under the Patriots umbrella, because that plays to the whole, and the players were talking about this too when he was first brought in 11 days ago. Clean slate. We will give you a clean slate. We don't care whatever happened in the past is the past. Well, you get a clean slate.
The initial message is we'll take a shot on anyone. We'll give you a
clean slate.
Right?
Yep.
But, you know, the second message is if you screw up while you're here, see you later.
Our friend Levin Reed from WBZ asked Tom Brady yesterday a great question, I thought. And Levin listens to our show and giving him props for this. He asked Tom, you know, a lot of guys come in, we give them the clean slate, and you guys give them a clean slate and whatnot. When does the slate go from clean to dirty? And I think that's what happened with these text messages, is that it happened under the Patriots umbrella. And you're right, it sends the message that it's not tolerated. But even then, I don't think these players in this locker room need that, because that reminder, because they have it with all these veteran guys and the guys that have been around and won Super Bowls too.
And I'm assuming Levin did not get an answer from Tom Brady.
Not much, no. No, but it was a great question.
It is a good question.
Great question.
John,
can I get one more soundbite on Eli Manning?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I really don't see this guy as a Hall of Fame candidate. And when people say that he beat Brady twice, I don't think Eli could ever beat Brady. The Giants beat the Patriots twice. And I agree that it was the defense more than anything. And when you look at, you know, some of those passes that he made, escaping being sacked and putting that ball up, I forget the company that does the statistics, but there was like a 9% chance of making that catch, and it was more likely an interception than a quality pass. When I hear his name mentioned in Hall of Fame, I cringe. I don't deny you guys might be right, and he gets in for a lot of the reasons that you made,
yeah,
but I don't see him as a Hall of Fame a quarterback.
Well, I think we're all in agreement, and John, thank you for the phone call. I don't think any of us, based on the entire picture, the entirety of his career, feel like he probably should be a Hall of Famer. We agree that he shouldn't, but I think most of us agree that he, in the end, will be, for the other reasons that we pointed out, because he did win 2 Super Bowls in a New York Giants uniform. We agree that the defense had a lot more to do with those Super Bowl titles, but it doesn't matter. That will be overlooked. He's going to get into the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. Does he deserve it is another question.
Yeah, we laid out all the reasons, all the facts, and yeah, he had Hall of Fame moments, but is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? Was he ever top five? Was he ever Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, you know, Drew Brees, these guys? Even you know, I haven't looked at the statistics of it, but I wonder about Ben Roethlisberger's case, you know, and he won a couple Super Bowls, but you know, there were times where he was putting up big numbers because he, you know, helped that he had some of the skill players like Antonio Brown on his
sure.
team, but at the same time, he wasn't that as inconsistent as Eli was, and it was just up and down in a 500 career record. It's just, yeah, but is he going to get in? He is. He's going to get in, and it is what it is. So,
all right, Patriots-Jets tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Gillette Stadium. Tonight, Red Sox and the Rays. Sox playing out the string.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're actually mentioning the Red Sox are playing baseball. That's good.
And
that's nice of you.
Local college football today. Brown at Bryant, 2 o'clock. URI at UNH at 6. Anything else, Mr. Coy, you'd like to add before we wrap it
no,
up?
No, I'm good. We're looking forward to some football and football only this weekend.
Yeah, that's
Let's
it.
Let's go.
All right. Want to thank our producer, Joe Passarelli. As always, great job on the other side of the glass. And thank you to Laura Minicucci for putting this thing together throughout the course of the week. Mark and Kitchen coming your way next. For Nick Coy, I'm Scott Cordishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordishi and Coit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.